The Legend of Baby Santos. This is number two. Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
My name is Trish. I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to share the most special, wonderful story about a kitty named Baby Santos. He was my cat that died on January 28th, a couple of days ago. He is a legend, and I'll tell you why. He was born July 13th, 1996.
Okay.
My cat was the father. Baby Santos was 3 weeks old, running around the place where he was born with the rest of his litter, and I was over there sitting on a rocking chair, rocking away, oblivious to the fact that there were little kitties walking around. And I love cats so much. I've been obsessed with cats my entire life. And I rocked back, and I felt the rocking chair stop.
Oh, no.
And I looked down, and it had rocked over this kitten's head.
Oh, no.
And
you were freaking.
I died, basically, at that moment.
I understand that. I understand.
And I screamed, and my best friend, my cousin, Rudy, who was there, grabbed the kitty and ran him to the vet. And while she was at the vet, I was sitting at the apartment, like rocking back and forth, like screaming and I
crying and everything. You lost it. Yeah.
Absolutely hysterical, like that, thinking that I had killed a kitty, a kitten, like whom, like kitties are my favorite thing. But so I said, if this kitty lives, I will give him everything he will ever want for the rest of his life. And he will be the most loved creature in the world. So she brought him back a while later, and she said, well, the vet said, you know, he might live, he might not. It's, you know, basically up to the mother cat.
Uh-huh.
The mother cat stopped feeding him.
Oh, my.
So I fed him with an eyedropper, but he lived. And the thing about Baby Santos is he never grew.
He stayed a kitten?
He stayed a kitten.
That's weird.
But there's even more. I'm not done. About 5 years ago, he was diagnosed with terminal kidney disease.
Okay.
He was going into kidney failure. And the vet said he had 3 weeks to live. And this kitty, like how I promised to the powers that be, I would give him everything he ever wanted. And he was the center of my world. And that's how he lived, everything he wanted, and which was love.
Yeah,
his
you
life
did.
Was love.
You kept him alive with affection.
I did, and it's like medically proven now, because he was given 3 weeks to live about 5 years ago, and I took him home, and I healed him. You know, I brought him back to life, and the kidney disease was completely gone, completely unexplainable, and...
How did he finally go?
I was in Hawaii on vacation, and, see, he would quite often get sick when I would leave, because... You know, he lived off mama.
Right.
But it wouldn't get really bad, and as soon as I would come back, I could coax him back into, you know, perfect health and happiness. But he got sick, and my friend who was staying with him called me and said, you know, I don't think Baby Santos is doing very well. I'm going to take him into the vet. And the next day, he died. But he also came with me. Like, the moment of his death, he came to me. At the certain exact place where my soul resides. Like I said, I was in Maui, and when I found out he was sick and was going to die, I went down to this beach, Kamiolitu, and I went and sat on the rocks, which is my most peaceful, favorite place in the world, because I grew up around there.
Yeah.
And I felt him come to me, and I said, Baby Santos, you've never seen this place. This is where my soul is. This is where we live now. And he was with me. I knew it.
Well,
again,
you did a great job with him, that's for sure. Hey, thanks, dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Neat name, Baby Santos. That was a great story.